Do you have any challenges, any problems, anything that you're worried about that's stressing you out, that's spinning around in your mind and you're not sure what to do about it or how to resolve it? We all have challenges and it can dominate our mind. It can make us feel terrible. It can keep us up all night. And so we can try and fix everything on our own, and that's just kind of useful to a certain point. But today we're talking about how to give your burdens, your stress, your worry to God, how to practically surrender your burdens and receive divine help. This is a very, very, very important topic and something that is life-changing. So let's dive into it.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, good afternoon. This is such a deep topic.
It is a deep topic, and there's so many aspects to this topic, right? So many aspects.
Yeah.
You know, there is a song in the Brahma Kumaris. It's a Hindi song that goes like this. Don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big God is. And it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. And a few months ago, someone was telling me this very, evangelical pastor who's very famous. He has a mega church in Houston, Joel Osteen. I'm sure everyone knows him. That he also says something like that, right? You have to tell your problems how big your God is.
And Stevie Wonder said, if your life is too hard, then have a talk with God, which I quite like as well. And so that's sort of what we're dealing with here. Is like it comes to a point where our own thinking around things just isn't getting the job done. And if it did, then there'll be no point in doing anything else, but it isn't working. And also, each of us only has a limited amount of power, whereas God has massive, massive power. You know, so this, the scale is just like a light bulb versus the sun. Do you know what I mean? Like in terms of the power. And so if we have all these problems and we've only got a light bulb's amount of energy, but there's this massive, massive power, then we're much more sensible to give it to the someone who can take care of it better than we can.
You know, in all major religions, right, they talk about this. And why do they talk about it? Like in Christianity, they talk about it. Like I'm sure there's a Bible verse somewhere, I don't remember the exact words, that give your burdens to God because he cares or something like that. And, in Islam, there is something about really trusting in God's plan, and Hinduism and in Buddhism, you know, all of these things, like you giving your burdens to God. Why is it for millennia people have been doing this? Because actually it works, right? If it didn't work, it wouldn't last this long. Like, you know, that concept wouldn't last this long. So we mm-hmm. should take advantage of this very wonderful, you could say tool, method, to feel lighter, to become happy. And the current, for me, the current phrase that I'm really going with, a carefree emperor, is to become a carefree emperor. It feels nice and light and fun.
Yeah, and in order to be carefree, we obviously have to let go of the cares,
right?
The stress.
Absolutely. So, and everyone has, no? Everyone has cares. Yeah, people think I'm living in the center. I don't have any challenges.
Don't have any challenges, do you? She has a completely stress-free life without any issues whatsoever. So a round of applause to Shireen.
Considering our what?
A round of applause to you without any challenges whatsoever.
Right.
So
I don't have any care in the world. I don't have anything to do. I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumb, watching the sun rise over the lake and the sunset over the lake.
That's all you do?
That's all.
Yeah, the lake and sunrise and podcasts. And so if we don't get God's help, what are we left with? So let's look at that. Like, what is the default mode? Default mode is that we have a problem. Problem comes to us. There's different kinds of problems. There's money problems. There's health problems. There's relationship problems. And then there's all sorts of other issues, but most of them are health, wealth, and relationships. These are the biggest areas where we all get stressed out about, right? So if a relationship issue wrecks our life, oh my God, what am I going to do about it? If there's a money problem, oh my God, how am I going to make more money? And if there's a health problem, oh God, I'm feeling so sick, right? So and normally we're just thinking about what we don't like, and what am I supposed to do about it, and I don't know. And oftentimes we can exhaust all of our options. We try really hard. We push, push, push. We're force, force, force. We work, work, work. We stress out about it. And so that's one way of going about things. And, you know, if that's worked fine for you, you can stop watching this episode now and just carry on. But if that doesn't work, then what's our other alternative, Shireen? What can they do instead?
Give your burdens to God. So today in our advanced lesson, right, it was talking about, God was talking about our understanding of God. It was talking about, you should just, in Hindi, the two words, mera and tera. Mera is mine and tera is yours. So you interchange the M and put a T, right? From mera, you say tera, that from mine to yours. And if you do that, then there's untold attainments from just doing that, right? Untold attainments. And I feel being carefree, right? Being carefree, being royally carefree, noble. It feels noble. I feel it's one of the highest attainments of a spiritual life to remain carefree, highest attainment of spiritual life. And so, you know, and there could be many reasons why people don't want to do it, right? It could be emotional reasons. It could be trust issues, you know, or it could be control issues. It could be perfectionism. You know, it could be religious upbringing around God. It could be any of these things why people are not doing it. Right? People don't want to do it. Like, they're totally saying, no, we don't want to hear this, don't want to know what's going on, because of any one of those reasons, right? Like, if I'm a perfectionist and I'm thinking, no, I did this, I need to take care of it, right? And let's say I have trust issues or even guilt, right? Oh, I did this, I should take care of it, I'm feeling so guilty, I don't know God will help me or not. Or even like, I don't trust that it's going to happen, right? Oh, I've done it in the past and it didn't happen. You know, I've done something like this in the past, it didn't happen. And also it could be that it's too busy, I need to take care of it right now, right? I'm so busy, I need to take care of it right now. I don't have time to give it to God, and what if nothing happens, right? So all of those things, or you might think, oh, you know, I don't believe in God, which I feel sorry for you. But anyway, I don't believe in God. I don't want to do this because God doesn't exist or whatever, right? Like, we are taking so much away from ourselves. You know, it's like one of those technologies, spiritual technologies that has been going on for thousands of years, like we said, in all religions, because this technology really works. So how many of us wants the latest iPhone, the latest, you know, smartphone, the latest app, because it makes life easy? How many of us want to do that? Because many of us want to do that because it makes life easy, right? It's the same way this makes life rich, rich and content and happy. This is what makes life this. But we have to address these things. Oh, by the way, we have to address, why is it I don't want to do it?
Well, I think partly is like, if we don't have a method, a lot of it is like, we don't know what to do.
We can talk about a method then.
You know, yeah, because if you don't know, I mean, first of all, most people don't know that this is an option or what it means, and then there's no method.
Yeah, so you're right. Or even if it's one of the things, right? Even if it's, I don't have time for this, you know, how can I, it didn't work in the past.
Yeah, or I need to control this. Is my problem.
This is my problem. I need to control it.
And let's get clear. We're not saying what we're not saying, and I hope this is quite clear, is we're not saying, I've got a problem, and I don't need to do anything at all. Like say, for example, I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right, I'm going to surrender my need to drink water to God. I'm just going to stay on this chair. And if God wants me to drink water, then somehow it's going to somehow manage to get in my mouth, right? And I'm not going to get it. That's not what we're talking about, right? We're not saying like, I need $1 million. I'm just going to sit here and God's going to give it to me. And when is it coming? Because if we think that way, that's probably not going to work out very well. So that's, would you agree, Shereen? That's absolutely not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not what we're saying.
So when we say we're surrendering your burdens to God, what we're really talking about is the feeling in our mind and our heart of the problem. Do you know what I mean? Like we're saying, I'm thinking about all this stuff that's stressing me out, and we're imagining bad things happening in our head. So worry and burden is thinking about something in our mind and in our heart that's causing us stress about something that hasn't happened yet, and ruminating on all the potential downfalls and how terrible things might be. So that's what we're doing, right? Which is not very helpful. So we want to surrender that whole thing to God, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what we're actually surrendering, is our own inner stuff.
Should we do a how?
So how do we do
that? Let's do a how.
So before we do this, let's think about a problem that what is your problem that you actually are worried about? And then you can use
that. Yeah, it's good to pick a problem, right? It's good to pick a problem. And let's both of us also do it. Let's both of us pick a problem, right? Let's pick one problem. And the first step is, so I'm using some of neuro-linguistic programming techniques here. The first step would be to really see where in the body you're holding this problem. You know, sometimes it could be in your heart, sometimes in your shoulders, sometimes your jaws are, clenched, sometimes in your stomach, you have a pit in your stomach. So just think about the problem and locate it in your body. Where are you holding it? Okay, and now we need to think about this problem as on a scale of 1 to 10. How much would you assign a number? 10 being the highest level of problem and 1 being the lowest level of problem. All right, good so far. So now the second step is, we have to give a physical shape to the problem. I'll give you an example. Today in our lesson, the shape that was given to a problem was basket. Right? So it could be a basket. It could be a hard rock. It could be a dark cloud. A physical shape. So give a physical shape to the problem. That's the second step. It could be a basket of hard rocks, however you want it, right? Yeah, physical it shape to the problem.
Spiky thing, yeah.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Yeah, it could be a dagger, whatever. Like, what does it look like? That's the second step. Now, third step is to invite the divine source, the supreme soul, into your presence. And just assume that if you invite with an open heart, the divine source, the supreme soul, will appear. And in our understanding of things, God is light, God is love, God is beauty, God is benevolence. And so invite whatever your understanding of the supreme soul is, invite the supreme soul. And feel the presence of the supreme soul. Feel the love, the support, and the comfort. And the welcoming nature of the Supreme. Now, fourth step is whatever your problem is and whatever shape it took, whether it took the shape of a hard rock or a basket, whatever it is, visualize giving that to the Supreme Soul, just giving it. And see also, just feel and experience that the Supreme Soul is accepting your problem, because the Supreme Soul has very big shoulders, right? Very big heart, very big shoulders. He's happy to take it because he wants to make life easy for you. So he's receiving the problem. And now, after receiving the problem, the next step is keep your mind very open, your heart very open, and receive what is it that you need to learn about this problem? What is the message you need about this problem? And like you're receiving that from the Supreme. And the next step is every time you think of the problem, you see the image, let's say it's a basket or a rock, you see that image and you keep giving back that problem and keep receiving the message you need to hear about it. But you keep giving the problem and you're just receiving the learning, the message, but you keep giving back the problem. Every time you think of it, you're thinking about it. And the last step is to journal about it, right? To really just sit down and write your feelings and thoughts about it and see, you know, because sometimes when you're journaling about something, clarity comes. And so it's not that God's taking away all your problems and nothing's going to happen, like you were saying. We need to do something. But at least you will know what to do. And you won't feel so heavy and burdened and like you're carrying a hard rock or a basket of worries on your head.
Hmm. Oh, what a relief.
And one of the ways is once you give, right? Once you give, there was one step I missed. Once you're giving this problem to the Supreme, wherever you're holding that problem, right? The problem I picked, I was holding in my heart. Just see love and light flooding your heart. Love and light is flooding your heart. And if you want, and if you're not in like in a public space and you can do it, you know, just feel it, put your hand on your heart and say, you know, I release it, I release it, I release it. Just feel it, keep feeling it. That is all, my dear brother.
It's a very powerful method. So normally it would be, I'm worried, 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 stress, stress, stress. And not really aware of what's going on. It's just like happening by itself. Whereas this is about noticing what's going on, noticing what the thoughts are, how you feel it in your body, like where is it? Personifying it in some way or making it into an object, and then offering it, bringing God down and or giving it up, saying, here you go, and then having it be pulled out so that we're saying, I'm giving you this burden, I'm giving you this stress, and then being open to receive new things, because my experience with this is that when I give something up, what happens is it creates a space for something new to come, right? Because we're kind of full in a way. So we give something up and it creates like a void or a black hole, you know, a vacuum where then we can receive good vibrations or good ideas or both. And then, of course, like you were saying, journaling, writing it down can help kind of clarify what's going on, because otherwise we don't know what it is.
There is a misconception that if I keep the problem and I analyze the problem, then I'm in control of it and I can do something about it. That is a misconception, actually. If you stop overanalyzing, if you give it to God and you really keep your mind and heart very clear, then you will have a solution.
That's right. So what we're talking about, we're not saying we're giving the responsibility of taking action to God, because God doesn't have a body. So we're not, like I work with various people in my work, right? I can give them burdens to do for me physically. Like, here's a problem, fix it for me, right? That's because they have a body and they can actually physically fix it. God doesn't have the same thing as people, like hands and feet like this. So what we're giving is, we're giving our internal stress to God. Not the actual problem, but the stress around the problem, you know. And then because that gets pulled out, then we're not in the stress state anymore. And then we're open to receive divine guidance, and we're open to other alternatives as well. And I think another thing that can help with this is to say, I'm surrendered to the highest good for all. Because that kind of, what I like about that mantra is that it widens the scope. Because when we have problems, we're like, ah, here's a problem and this is the only thing that I can do. Ah, it's very kind of limited. But when we say, I'm surrendered to the highest good for all, it's like opening it bigger and then giving everything to God. And then it's like, okay, what are all my millions and billions of options here? Because there's loads of them. And sometimes magically things fix themselves. I mean, I've experienced this. Like, I didn't do anything. Somehow it resolved itself, which is kind of fun. And then other times we get an idea. Or sometimes a person comes and kind of offers us support. So there's all sorts of ways that the actual situation can come to a conclusion. But the energy that we feel in our life right now is totally different. And that's a huge relief, isn't it? You know, to go from chronic stress to feeling very relaxed.
Right. You know, if you really think about it, no? Life is a game. And I can take the problem, and some problems just don't go away. Right, even if I can keep thinking life is a game, it's still not going away. I can still feel it in my heart what the problem is. And so it's one of those times when everything else is exhausted. I've tried everything else and it's not working, right? That's the time. But instead of doing it at that time, right, when the problem begins, if we do it, imagine how quickly we'll come to a solution on this.
Yeah, it's better to do it sooner rather than later. Right. Like, rather than having like months and months and months of stress, and then finally getting to the point where I haven't, because a lot of times this is when normally it happens, is like all other options have been given up. There's actually a really good story about this from the guy who plays Jesus in, what's it called? The Chosen. You heard about that, the show? I'll share the story because it's just classic example of this, like really over the top. So this guy, he was an actor, but he didn't have any work. And he was working in like Uber and he was getting fired from kitchen jobs. And he got to the point where he didn't have any jobs. He was about to get kicked out of his house, He didn't have any money. He didn't even have any food, apparently. Like, he was like completely, everything just went horribly wrong. And he tried really, really hard and all these things. Tried and tried and tried, and nothing happened. And then he got down on his knees and he said, "I'm surrendered, basically. Like, what do you want for me?" You know, and he was just very surrendered to what the solution was and God's help. And I think later that day, he got a random phone call from somebody to become an actor in this, what is now this hugely popular show called The Chosen, like the same day. But he didn't, like, that happened after he finally just gave up, you know. And so that's like, nothing was happening for months and months. And then now he's super successful playing Jesus himself, right, in this show. And so that's an example of the power of that happening. And I've experienced various versions of this in my own life where nothing's working. And then finally I'm just like, oh God. You know, even the expression, oh God, you know, it's like it's in our language. And you just say, you know, there's nothing I can do about this. And then there's a wave of peace. And then somehow everything just sorts itself out. Or there's an idea and then it gets resolved. And sometimes nothing happens, like you're saying. Like, sometimes there are chronic issues that just don't go away. But the feeling around it changes so that the issue no longer seems like a problem like it used to.
Right. We do need to individually address, no? So let's say you're a perfectionist and you feel, oh, I need to take care of it, right? A control freak. I need to take care of this, right? Like, how can I give it to someone? I need to, you know, I need to control every aspect of every minute of everything. And so I feel that it creates a lot of stress. And to try, okay, pick two or three problems you have and keep all the big ones, but try something for a smaller one. Try giving it away, right? Try small. And, you know, try small and see how you feel about it. And let's say if you feel, oh, I've done it in the past, it didn't really work, right? Because that could be, that's another issue, right? Like, I'm doing this, oh, I've done this in the past and it didn't really work. I feel when we say that, we are really invested in outcomes, right? We want you to try the method we shared in this podcast. Don't invest yourself in outcomes. Just let it go. Surrender to the highest good. Let it go and see how it works, right? Keep trying and see how it works. Because we are so invested in the outcome, then we don't realize that, oh, this is not the outcome I was expecting, so it didn't work. And let's say I have trust issues, right? I don't trust God. Again, start small. And I feel trust comes from experience. You have to start experiencing small amounts of trust in small areas. And so, because if we don't open ourselves up, right, we'll just be stuck in here. So you want to open yourself with small things, and then you will see that trust really can be possible with God. Let's say someone doesn't believe there's a God, or God doesn't do these things, or God doesn't take problems, or how can you be so superstitious, or, you know, so archaic, or whatever it is, like you're thinking those thoughts. Again, open mind, open heart. Don't desist till you try it, right? With an open mind, like you're doing an experiment. Right, try it like you're doing an experiment, right? What happened before when you didn't try it? What happened afterwards when you tried it? Try it like you're doing an experiment. Mostly people feel that they don't have time for this. I need a solution right now. I just don't have time to wait around for God to give me a solution, right? But I feel this is the best way. This is the fastest way. To receive a solution, to really be quiet, you will receive a solution.
Exactly. And we need to be very clear what exactly we're talking about here, because the solution, there can be different kinds of solutions, right? And really, like if what we think a solution means is that our problems all disappear straight away, if that's our expectation, is that I got this problem, I surrendered it to God, and now it should all just disappear straight away, the actual problem itself, that is not realistic. And that's not what we're talking about. What we're saying is, you got a problem. So there's two things. One is the problem itself. Let's say there's a health problem, money problem, relationship problem, right? That's a thing in the world, in the great game of life. And then we've got our feelings and thoughts about the problem, which is making the problem worse because we're stressed out about it, right? The worry, the burden, the worry and the tension. So the problem is here, and then we've got the feelings around the problem here. We're surrendering our feelings around the problem to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. And when we do that genuinely, then this whole issue around the feelings and the stress goes away. And if instead of feeling anxious and worried and stressed out, we feel relaxed and at peace. So we've solved more half the problem, or more than half the problem, just by doing that. And that can be done quite quickly, right? So if you've got a problem but you don't feel stressed out about it, is it really that much of a problem anymore? So that's what we're talking about. We're not saying you surrender the actual problem and it's going to somehow magically just, the things or clouds will part and all this weird stuff happens and then now it's gone. Like you wake up and like, oh wow, everything's good. That's probably not, it might happen actually, but it might not happen. So we're saying I'm letting go of my feelings and my stress and my worries and my negative thoughts around this. And I'm receiving divine help and divine energy and good wishes and pure feelings and blessings. So now I've got this problem without any stress around the problem. And then the inspiration, the guidance, the various steps to solve the issue can arrive in our consciousness, and we can write them down, and we can then take action and solve it. So either it gets resolved by solving it through getting guidance and then doing something about it, or it just disappears by itself, which does happen, but we can't guarantee it's going to happen. So we can't say that's the only thing. And then the other one is that nothing changes at all, but you just don't feel stressed about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really that much of an issue anymore.
Right. There is something here though, Michael. It is, we all actually are inherently wise. We have the wisdom to solve everything in our lives. We have the wisdom to find the solution in our life, but too many thoughts, too much emotions, too much garbage, too much thinking about the past and too much analysis, right, is clouding the clarity that the soul has. And so when we do this exercise that we shared, that clarity comes back to the soul. Right, even if you don't have stress around the problem, it's good for the problem to go away. And the problem goes away when you find a solution, and you alone can find a solution for it. And that solution is inside. It's inside, it's within all of us. And we can implement the solution. So we need to find the solution and we need to implement the solution.
That's right. And when we surrender to God, we get power that makes it easier for us to, one, get the ideas, and then secondly, to actually do the things, because
right,
on our own, we can't do it. But when we have spiritual energy, actually taking the actions, it becomes easier. Let's try it out as soon as possible as well. So next time you feel stressed or anxious or worried, just say, I'm giving it up. Surrender it to you. And just remember, you're not surrendering the problem itself. You're surrendering your thoughts and feelings around it. So you clear out the negativity that allows you to get the downloads and the power to resolve it. And, you know, it'd be interesting to do like a chart on this. So I actually make a note of it. I got these 10 problems and I did this practice and how many of them went away? And how many of them went away by themselves? Because that, for me, that's always the most fun, when I didn't do anything at all and it solved itself. But that doesn't happen as much as me doing stuff to solve it. But it is fun when things like that happen, which they do occasionally. Yay. Well, do you have a blessing around this topic?
I was thinking carefree.
Carefree, oh, there you go, perfect.
Your responsibility is made lighter because you deeply trust in God and strive to live out the values and principles you've learned. Knowing they'll guide you toward the greater good fills you with comfort and peace.
Inside every problem is the seed of its solution. So, let us know in the comments if you've done this before and did it work? Has it ever worked? I'm sure you can think of one time. And what is your problem that you want to let go of? Let's try it out and see what happens. Much love. Talk to you soon.
Om Shanti.